Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The verdict is in, but the legal proceedings continue over the death sentence for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev. First, there's the formality of a sentencing hearing. And an appeal in a death penalty case is automatic. To talk about what comes next, we turn again to one of the few Massachusetts defense lawyers with experience in a death penalty case, attorney David Hoos, successfully fought the death penalty for nurse Kristen Gilbert. She was convicted of fatally poisoning patients at the VA Medical Center in Northampton. David Hoos, thanks for being with us again.
You're very welcome.
Well, while the actual imposing of the sentence in the Tsarnaev case, which has yet to be scheduled, is only a formality, given the verdict on Friday, is this still significant for Tsarnaev and his defense team?
Well, yeah, it's for a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, it will be what pretty much formally starts off the appellate process once sentence is imposed. Once the sentence is imposed, that is a very emotional date where typically the victims will once again have an opportunity to come into court and urge the judge to impose what is actually the only sentence that he can impose.
Well, so then do those victim impact statements have any effect? And if, in this case, as we know, some of the victims and the family members involved disagree with the sentence, I mean, does it have any sort of relevance here?
Well, in a strict legal sense, I think the answer is no. As I said, although the jury's verdict is in the federal statute phrased as a recommendation, the law is clear that the judge has no authority to do anything other than impose what the jury has recommended. But it'll be interesting to see whether the Richards family or anyone else comes in and said, you know, look, I know what the jury said, but I would urge you not to impose that sentence. I kind of doubt that's going to happen because I just think that nobody's going to want to make a spectacle out of it.
Now, the defense tried to get this trial moved out of Massachusetts, arguing that it was impossible to find an impartial jury here. Do you think that will be an issue on appeal, or what are some of the issues you think might be brought up when this goes forward on appeal?
I think that issue and related issues are likely to be the primary focus of the appeal. You know, I find myself echoing the words of Justice Torreya, who dissented from the motion to change the venue, because he said essentially, you know, if we're not going to move this trial, when would we have one that we would ever move? We're all victims here, and I think he was very right about that, and I think that that is likely to be a centerpiece of the appeal, as are the corollaries to that, which is the seating of individual jurors. This is anything but an average case. This is a very unusual case. And I think what we have to keep in mind here is, again, we're appealing a judgment by our fellow citizens to extinguish someone's life. That should get the highest possible level of due process.
All right. Attorney David Hoos of Northampton, thanks so much for being with us and for all the perspective that you've provided us throughout this trial.
Thank you, Deb.